Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Unqualified Gurus Podcast. I am Oscar.
Rick.
Danny.
Okay, I guess that word. I'm Danny. This is Rick.
And welcome back.
Episode
91. The countdown begins. Remember, we said we're counting down to 100. So, nine to go.
Nine to go. Yeah. You think we can make it? Let us know in the comments below.
What happens at 100?
We'll find out in 2.5 weeks. No, in 10 weeks.
Yeah, what does it, geez.
I don't know. I did some weird math in my head.
Gentlemen, what's up? How y'all been? How y'all doing?
Doing pretty good, man. Just chilling in the house, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. How was your weekend?
It was good. I'll share this. So actually, 2 weeks ago, it was anniversary with Stacey, 2 years since we started dating.
It's been 2 years.
2 years. It's been 2 years. And I wanted to show you that I got her a gift. And I had to record her reaction because it somewhat relates to the podcast. So here we go.
Your whole relationship relates to the podcast.
Whatever. So check this out.
What is this? What is this?
Hey, let's go. She got her sign.
Oh, the
signature. She can be warm now.
That's a sweet gift.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, Danny's all like,
"Look how happy she is."
I don't want to talk about what is out here.
Oh, I got a signed picture on a blanket.
Yeah,
This isn't because Danny is insecure. It's because we all know this is a great gift.
It is an amazing gift.
Yeah.
No, and that blanket's going to be worth something one day. It's going to be limited edition. Like,
it is.
Only one of one.
There was a one of two picture here, but right now it's like a mouse house cover, like to you know, the little houses. I don't know where to go.
It used to be one of one, but I broke it into pieces. So
no, there's two. My cousin Griselda has the other.
Oh, that is true. Yeah. So it was a running joke because Danny, was it for Christmas?
It was for Christmas, I think. I got you a gift, but the gift didn't. Oh, it was the vinyl.
Yeah.
And it arrived on time, so I pranked him and I said I got him a pseudo gift, and he opened it. And it was a picture of me.
Yeah, it was a picture I took of him too.
That's true. That is true.
It's funny because Danny didn't want to post that picture because he was smiling, and I was like, "Just post it. People are gonna like it." And I was right. And
yeah,
I
look at it. Liked it. Now it's everywhere. Now it's signed.
Yo, like if you want a colcha from Danny, custom
colcha. La tanda. La tanda for a signed colcha.
How about you, Rick? What did you do over the weekend?
You go first. How was your weekend?
I went to watch Spy Family.
Oh, nice.
It was funny.
It was good.
Yeah, it was good. I enjoyed it. I've told everybody, Spy Family is my guilty pleasure. It's like super goofy, cutesy. Like,
have you watched any of it?
Comedy anime. No. Yeah. And it's just like, there were some parts that I was like trying not to crack up because there was like literally like it was like a family of kids in front of me. And I think there was like another couple behind us. And they're really like, there wasn't a ton of people. Yeah, but it's just like, I'm over here laughing. No one else is like laughing. I'm like, come on, guys. Like,
I saw the trailer for it.
Yeah.
And what's her name?
Anya.
Yeah, she's playing like in like the carnival.
Oh yeah.
And there's like moving targets and like the screen looks like she's like a spy and like it's an intense screen, you know? And she shoots and she misses. And she's like, I would have got them if they didn't run away. Yeah. And like the thing's like a still shot, like the target isn't moving. It looks like a really cute movie.
Yeah. No, it definitely is.
Do you have to watch? That's always a question, right? Do you have to watch the?
No, the show. No, it literally explains everything in the very beginning. Okay. They're all like, "He's a spy," and she's an assassin, you know, and blah blah blah.
Like, so it didn't waste like a good portion of it, like explaining like the movie.
No, it did
in the beginning.
It did.
But it didn't. It was like a recap. It wasn't like actual footage of them.
Not the recap. Okay. It was literally just them explaining their jobs.
Okay.
And that's pretty much all you need to know. And it was good. I had a good time. I also had a photo shoot when my friend had a baby like 3 weeks ago. Yeah, congratulations, David.
New baby.
Cindy.
Congrats, buddy.
Yeah, they had a daughter. And yeah, and they apparently after like 20 days is no longer considered a newborn. Like something about their necks are not able to turn as much. So that's why whenever they take their pictures, like they try to get them really like fresh.
Like right out of the oven.
Yeah, right, fresh out of the oven. So hot. Yeah, so I went over and I took pictures and they came out really good. Yeah.
So nice. In 20 days after they're born, they're no longer considered
they're
newborn.
Old. They're trash. They're like, just get rid of them. No.
Start from scratch. Yeah. Get another one.
Yeah. Yeah, well, don't. I'm like, I know, like, Rick is evil. He'll probably get rid of one, but, you know, just don't. And then what else did I do? I think on Saturday, I watched the fight with my dad. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I know you wanted me to talk about the fight.
So I actually have our drinks for today. It's brought to you by VMC. And this one that I bought
in particular. What does VMC stand for?
It's called the Paloma. There was another one that was like, it was like Mexican drink, but it's Team Canelo.
Yeah, well, Palomas are from like our side of the
country.
I didn't know that part.
They're from.
Do you want to try the
best part of country of Mexico?
Well, just think it's tequila and like grapefruit juice.
Well, I kind of got sick over the weekend. I was taking antibiotics and shit, but.
Guess you can't try the Canelo drink.
That kind of makes me mad because y'all picked a really good one.
Yeah, and you like Palomas, yeah, right?
did I tell you I introduced my boss to Palomas?
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, yeah, you're doing God's work.
Order it at the bar?
Yeah, we went, we were like, when we were at the conference, and I said, have you ever had a Paloma? And he said, no. And we were at the little, like, shopping strip, and they had a bar. And he's like, let's try it. And it was cool because they had like everything. They had like the jarrito and everything everything.
Yeah,
with the rim.
It's different.
And so I was like, oh, like you get to get it in the jarrito, and he liked it. So
it's pretty good.
The quesas con toda la fuerza que los une. Yep.
Translated.
So
translated for our non-Spanish speakers.
I can't.
For the no sabo
que. It doesn't say be bold somewhere.
I can't do it because. I'm actually, I guess technically I can now.
You made
so,
it?
So I, oh, on did you Saturday, do it? On Saturday, we watched the boxing fights.
Yep.
Right.
So I'm all over the place right now, right? We're celebrating because as of today, I am Mexican-American with a dual citizenship. Let's go.
Are you Mexican now?
now I have to say like, soy de Nuevo León. Y de Houston.
Fine.
Mis
papás nomás de Nuevo León.
Soy de Houston.
Pero yo también de Houston.
But I'm still confused. Like, do I say like, soy de Nuevo León y Houston? Or soy de Houston y Nuevo León?
Where were you from first?
Houston.
So you have to say, soy de Houston y ahora también de Nuevo León.
Desde
abril 20.
So when I was doing the documents over there at the consulado of Mexico, over there on Bel Air area, I was filling out the application.
They moved it from downtown?
Yeah, it's on Richmond now.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. The lady that was doing the process or whatever, she's like, hey, well, on your application, you put junior, but in Mexico, you don't lose your last name.
Mm.
So whenever you get married, like Yuri, her name was Yuridia Gonzalez.
Right.
And here in the United States, we got married, so it would be Yuridia Maldonado.
Right.
So in Mexico, you don't lose the last name. You add a last name. Yeah, so like your last name is your parents, and your parents has two last names. So
everyone has two last names.
Yeah. So I thought that was pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
So the Houston, y de Nuevo León. Yeah. Y Mexico. Yeah.
Congratulations.
So the thing is for Canelo, for me being a dual citizenship, the only thing that fucked it up was Ryan Garcia at one. So,
okay, hey, look, by
my last name is Garcia.
We're
related.
He's from Golden Boy. Like, you know, they don't even talk. And they talk now.
Yeah, they talk.
I thought the last time I ever saw that, they were on Twitter.
They talk now. It's because Ryan Garcia's been on a fucking rant and shit.
Yeah. I can't stand him. He's really annoying. And just like Kanye, I just wish he would just like get off the internet, man.
The fight. The fight was a good ass fight, dude. But it had already started with controversy.
Right.
Because before the fight, I think Devin Haney knew that he wasn't going to meet the weight. And he told him, like, hey, I bet you $500,000 for every pound that you're overweight. And, yeah, he was overweight. So before they even started fighting, he had already lost, like, $1.5 million.
Yep.
That much difference?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was 3 pounds.
3 pounds.
You said 5,000 per
500.
Pound? 500,000 per pound?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Shit. Oh, yeah. I heard 5,000. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. No,
so he, before they even fought,
he had already lost $1.5 million.
Yeah, the other thing that they did was the contract. So since he didn't meet the weight, instead of, like, canceling the fight, what Devin Haney said was, okay, well, this isn't, like, an official, it's an official fight, but not for my championship belt.
Right.
So if Garcia would have won, he didn't become champion.
Right.
But I think Devin Haney loses it. So right. It's just like vacant because you lost. But the other guy doesn't win it because he didn't meet the.
But even though you lost team. Against someone that was not in your weight.
Yeah, I think that's why they did the.
But how can you lose your weight championship if you lost against someone that's not in your weight?
Well, I think it was.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Yeah, it wasn't like sure. that much. Like that's.
I mean,
that,
3 pounds. That's the contract. Yeah. I was gonna. That was the next question.
Three pounds is a lot.
I was gonna ask that as the next question. How much is really 3 pounds in the ring?
Well, if you saw the fight, you would have seen there was a really big height like difference too. Like Ranger still looked like he was way bigger than him.
But it has to do with if you're at a certain weight, and I've seen it, man, the fucking workouts are crazy. When people are
I guess 3 pounds to, for meet, our average humans is nothing, but three pounds when you're all to meet, muscle
when,
and shit.
When you're trying to meet that fucking weight, like dude, if you're fucking over, you're like sweating. Like I've seen people like they get in the fucking sauna. Yeah, have the fucking.
They show up all you try to fucking
sweat
stuff.
It out, yeah, right. Because you're meeting that fucking weight.
Right.
And if you don't meet it, then it happens on this. But
the big difference on this one was like he was a heavier weight. He was coming down to it, so he's used to fighting bigger people, hitting harder. You know, so whenever this dude was like throwing punches, it looked like he wasn't doing anything. Mm-hmm. Like there's like
he did hurt him, and the way he was trying to was trying to fight him.
Look, I think like they even like showed like
cool was that they had already fought, like they grew up together, Devin Haney and Ryan like Garcia. They grew up together.
In elementary.
They were amateurs before they became pro, but they were like really young. Like there's a picture. I think they were like. Like in their teens.
Okay.
So they grew up together, and I think, if I'm not mistaken, they were tied. Like, they had fought 4 times, and they were 2-2.
This is like an anime, bro.
No, they had fought, and they were 3-3. Ryan Garcia had 1-3, and Devin had 1-3. So this one was like, for the fucking belt, and this is like the tiebreaker, you know? Garcia did fucking knock him. He dropped him like 3 times, but there was one where Devin, like, he made him fucking stumble, so it was.
See, I know all that background. You think that's the reason he like because he gave him so much time to recover too. Like I was like, is he trying to like knock him out in the last round or something? Like
who, Haney? No, Haney was winning the whole fight. No. Besides the rounds that he got knocked out.
No, every time like he knocked him down, there was still like over a minute left, and he would not keep. He wouldn't apply the pressure.
Devin was very strategic. Like he knew he was like. Out of it, and he kept fucking grabbing him. So yeah. I mean, he did that.
You also
he knows the punches, and Garcia is also known for getting dropped. Like, it only takes one fucking punch. Yeah. Even if the guy's like dazed, if you land one and it's there, like fuck, you're risking it. You know, like I think he wished he could have applied the pressure. But what he did was strategic, and he won the fight. Like he knew that by keep dropping him and going on the long distance, that he was going to take it.
Look, I get that much, but I still feel like there was a lot of grace given. There was a bunch of times that he would like step backwards, like instead of pushing forward. And I get it, like you know I didn't feel like Garcia was the better fighter.
Dwelling,
no, that's what I'm saying. I don't feel
like he also felt that
No, if you watch the fight, like you literally, there was like, dude, like he fucking knocked him on his ass. Everybody was like, dude, he had fucking noodles for legs, and he had like a minute and 30 seconds left on the fight, and he was walking backwards. Like, I'm sorry, no, like they have their friendship. Maybe he just didn't want to embarrass him. Nah, like, I genuinely think it was because like the entire fight, like you knock him like 3-4 times, and every time there's like a minute left on the fucking clock, and you don't apply any pressure.
I think it has to do with if I know this guy, and it's 2-2. We fought six times already. I know that it only fucking takes one. And you know what happens whenever you know that the other guy's hurt? I'm just going to go in fucking swinging because I'm going to apply the pressure, right? And if this guy counters with just one, like that's all it fucking takes.
Yeah, but you knocked him like 3-4 times. But on the fourth one,
the times that he fell, not all of them, I was like, yeah, he's done. There was one knockout where he got up. The round was still like fucking 2 minutes in. And you can tell, like looking at the fighter, that he didn't know where the fuck he was at.
There was a close-up, and he's all like, are we on the 7th round? And they were like on the 9th or 10th.
But there was another knockout.
Literally, like, he did not apply any fucking pressure.
There was another knockout where he got knocked out, he got up, and he went to his corner. Like, that's an indicator to know that this guy isn't, like, fucked up. Yeah. Like, he knows where the fucking corner, because, yes, there's four corners, but everything's a fucking blur, you know, like, the stadium's fucking full. Like,
there's lights everywhere.
You hear the ding, like, and your head's fucking rocking. I haven't fucking been in like that stage where there's lights and a lot of people, but I've gotten hit where I'm like ding, like I'm like, oh shit, like where am I?
Sorry
at?
About that already.
twice. Yeah, that,
big game of fucking concussion.
Big fucked me up, dude. Yeah. Big fucked me up.
Yeah. Was that in your bachelor party?
No, it was the pre-bachelor party.
Maybe that's why he doesn't like. He didn't like. Let's do many events because he doesn't want to get beat up.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, it was a good fight. I think if the other guy could hit harder, I think like it would have gone a different direction because he looked like he knew better how to like keep him away from him and try to close it any distance.
So after the fight, they didn't ask and he didn't answer. Like, so who's your next fight? Because he had also called out Isaac. The Pitbull. I had showed you you know who that guy is?
I've heard about him. Yeah.
He called him out.
He's doing good right now too, right?
He just won the championship, I think, a couple weeks ago. Yeah. And he's in the same division. He called him out before, or when he won the fight, when Pitbull won the fight, Ryan Garcia called him out. Like, hey, dude, give me a fucking chance. Even though he still hadn't fought, like, his fight, you know? After the Garcia fight with Haney, they told him, like, who's next? And fuck it, run it back. Let's have a rematch. Like, there wasn't... The announcer didn't tell him, like... Usually when, like, the fight, all of Canelo's, like, who do you want to go? There's this person, this person. Like, they didn't ask him, and he didn't answer, like, well, I can give him the rematch, but if not, I'm willing to go up. Or, like, there wasn't any build-up for another fight. They're like, fuck it, run the shit back. And Haney was like, hey, I hope he gives me the opportunity to run it back, you know, so hopefully we get another one. And if they get another one, I'm curious to see if Garcia's more, like, cautious, or does Davin, like, fucking apply more pressure, or is it more of a boring fight?
They were booing him a lot on the fight, because Ryan wasn't fighting back. And, like, he would literally turn around a lot. And, like, you know, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, whenever he was trying to do, like, the kidney punch and stuff. Like, whenever Canelo was fighting the bigger dude, the dude was all red on his side. Right? Garcia left looking like how he came in.
Well,
there was, like, no fucking damage.
So, on one of the Garcia's knockouts to Devin Haney, he le dio la espalda. And fucking Devin hit him like 5 times right here in the fucking kidney. Like, you can tell. And Garcia's face changed and he turned around and he started swinging at him.
Yeah.
And me and Vic were laughing. We're like, those punches fucking hurt him. Like, you can tell that Garcia was like, he felt that shit.
I remember that exact same moment.
It was like five punches, like, because he turned like that.
Yeah.
And Devin was like, boom, boom, like just one hand, and he was just fucking hitting him with a hook right here. And, oh, fuck that. Yeah. It hurts.
I guess he kept turning around, and he's taller than him, so it's like really hard to go around. So he was stuck just hitting him in the back.
Right.
Yeah, but it was a good fight. Like, I will say that. Like, it was a good fight. I feel like it could have ended a lot sooner, but he didn't.
So you think either of them are ready for Jake Paul?
So I started the conversation saying that we don't claim Ryan Garcia.
Oh, right, right.
Devin at the press conferences and shit, he was wearing the Mexico flag.
Was he?
Yeah, he was like, fucking the Mexicans like me more than they like you and shit. Like, he was trying to like piss them off and shit.
It is true, because he asked me, he's like, who are you rooting for? I'm like Haney, but I'm not like, but I even tell him, but I think Garcia was gonna win.
I used to be a Garcia fan.
Until before he started talking?
No, until he lost to Tank and he started talking.
I remember you.
That one was a fucking good fight.
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't, like, it was promoted and it was supposed to be a really good fight. They were both undefeated, but Tank fucked them up, dude.
So how did that spiral out of hand? Like, he's talking shit. Like, you said, it was fine and he lost that fight and he started talking shit.
No,
like,
right now he's just going on conspiracy theories.
What was the start of that spiraling into all of that?
His career is really weird. Like, a lot of people say that he's like a social media fighter. Like,
I think he's trying to play the game like Mayweather.
He's kind of gone different waves and stuff, because he was really good. He still hadn't fought, like, his first, like, major fight. And then he stopped fighting, and then he was like, I'm having mental health issues. Mm. And they were like, okay, fuck it. Like, we respect it, you know? He came back. He got his shit together, and he's always said, like, God first. Like, he came out and won against the Tank fight. Like, when you get, like, workout, like, badass walkout songs like Los Tigres or just like any kind of like popular song, I did respect him for that one. He came out to Hillsong. It's like a really big Christian, it's a Christian band. He came out to it, like, he was really like, okay, God first, like I'm on this, like, and he lost. And I feel like at this last fight, he was still like God first, but then he started doing like rants about like people getting sacrificed and then he, when on his weigh-ins, he was drinking a beer. Like,
that was badass. That's when I finally respected him.
That's where he gained the 3 pounds. That's where he gained the 3 pounds.
He was literally like chugging a beer while on the scale. Mad respect, you know.
But he had other things. Like, anybody that would fight, he was like, dude, I would totally fucking beat their ass. And like, what other social media things have you said?
Of, like, it's literally the conspiracy theory is bullshit.
But are they like stupid conspiracy theories?
Yeah, like it's all literally just because.
But like, are they like harm? Like, you know, there's what's that guy? Jones? What's his name?
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones conspiracy theories with the shooters. And then there is like the earth is flat, where you're like, whatever. Yeah,
I had a conspiracy theory like folder that I deleted like last week because I didn't want to talk about it. But you know, during the eclipse,
okay,
there was like some influencer girl that fell for all the bullshit. Like, she ended up like killing like her baby and her boyfriend, you know, all because of fucking bullshit you hear online. All right, I hate conspiracy theories for that same reason. Look, growing up, like whenever we first got into college and you started finding out about all like the bullshit online, it's fun. It's entertaining to see what kind of crazy shit people believe in. But when people are like so in it, like at
dedicated,
the end, at the end of it, like Garcia, like it was like, see, no one believed me, like whatever. They're like, they just think I'm a pretty fighter, and then like he's like, and people think I'm crazy, and I'm like, yeah, we do, and it doesn't matter how good of a fighter you are, you're still spewing this bullshit, and everybody in the comments are like, yeah, he's spitting the truth, you know, and like it's just like they call everybody they disagree with a pedophile. It's bullshit, and it is harmful, you know. Just because if you don't believe that, just look at the comment section. It's full of fucking psychotic idiots that all like repeating the exact same shit. And even if it's something like super simple, like the Earth is flat, because of how in the people got, there was people who were building their own rockets and died because they didn't know how to fucking land it or fly it or anything. Like, right. Like you can say that, you know, the Earth is flat theory is harmless. Tell that to the people who died trying to disprove it.
But they chose to try and prove that too, though. Like, you can't take that away.
You don't do that unless you're super in it.
Right. So that's what I'm saying. Like, you cannot take away all their agency. At some point, you also have to say, like, yeah, you're choosing to believe that. Like you could say that maybe about, like, when we talked about the pastor, the crypto pastor.
Yeah.
Like, we said, like, okay, maybe there are some, like, we could say, like, people, like, old people who thought maybe we can make money and donate, whatever. Like, we don't know what was, but at some point, like, if you had the money and the time and everything to build a rocket and to do all that stuff, like, yeah, you can blame the conspiracy theories, but at the same time, it's like, you have a brain. You have some level of responsibility for your own stuff. You can't just put all the blame on a bunch of people just spewing a bunch of bullshit. Because at the end of the day, more people are saying the Earth is not flat. So if they're choosing to believe a minority group that say, and I'm specifically talking about the Earth is flat. I don't know what Ryan Garcia said. I'm just talking about that one specific. I feel like that one specific. Like, if you make enough money to build a rocket and all those things, to a certain level, you have a certain level of agency.
You know, the difference is whenever you end up in an echo chamber, that literally, like it's been proven that you, if you start watching YouTube and you start looking at conspiracy theories, it feeds you into the most deranged places you'll ever get into, and it's literally becomes your world.
It's like if I tell you something and you tell him, and then he tells me, and I go, I'm not the only one. Yeah, exactly. That's the echo chamber.
I'm about to derail this whole show, but this is really funny. I think I've told you about it. So I was working at a high rise when I was doing construction.
It's a ghost story.
Yeah, the ghost story. Did I tell you about that one? So there was 40 floors, and we were working 4 floors at a time, right? And for the workers, there was only one service elevator. So we had to go, and it's freaking 40 floors, dude. And I remember one day I was like, I'm gonna fuck with these guys. And like the lights started flickering, and I was like, hey, we gotta be careful because this place is fucking haunted, dude. Like, apparently there was a fire and the people weren't able to fucking jump off. And I made up some fucking bullshit ass story, dude. And así quedó, like, fuck, we worked there a couple months and shit. And, something happened. I don't know if we got stuck in a floor or the light started flickering again. And one of the guys was telling me the story. And I was like, damn, that's fucking crazy. And I was really into it. And I was like, damn, I wonder how long ago it was. And if they, like, I was in deep in the fucking story. And I was like, did somebody else tell me this fucking story? I was like, oh, shit, I was the one that created this story, and I'm over here believing it. But it had already fucking morphed into something else. Like, I said it, and it fucking, like, there was a whole story.
Was it Nezuko looking at the screen?
Hey. Yeah. Turn it the other way.
That's our resident demon.
Where's Tanjiro? I need him to save me.
Not Nezuko. He's behind Nezuko.
Yeah, he's protecting me.
Fucking conspiracies, man. Like, It's crazy that people get so fucking invested in that shit.
It's just, I know, like, the Earth being flat one is basically like the whole way that they get people is just like, but why do you think they'll tell you the truth? The whole point is just like disbelief that why are we trusting them?
It's kind of to feel special.
Yeah, and that's enough to convince many people for many things.
Remember the COVID one was? That one was a big one. Like the vaccine. Oh. That they're installing chips in us.
Oh, well, 4G? 5G. So
the towers. Yeah, the towers. 5G. Yeah.
5G. Now they're talking about 6G.
It's fun.
Oh, shit. 666G.
5G was a beta.
The Earth didn't end during the eclipse, unfortunately.
It did not end. This guy.
2012. There's just been like a whole long list. And the thing is, like, I think we were talking about it whenever we were talking about the eclipse ones. It's just like, what happens to the people's credibility after it doesn't happen? But the exact same thing as cults. He's like, yo, we were good enough that, you know.
I think there's maybe an element that whoever believed the conspiracy theories might inherit some of that shame. So it's like, do I accept the shame that I believed it for this long? Or do I follow the person I've been following in order to not accept that shame. So yeah, you could say, well, these people, like, aren't they shameful of being like saying all these stupid things? Yeah. But then the other people that were following is like, well, they might be shameful to believe, so maybe they
not to get too into the weeds about politics, but I feel that's the reason like super religious people stick with Trump. Because they were all like, God chose them, God sent it to them, and be like, oh, he was.
I would say the fundamentalist.
Yeah, it's like he was cheating on his wife when she was giving birth.
Yeah.
Like, oh,
that's your icon.
Like, grab her by the pussy. And yeah, it's just like, and I'm like, this is the man sent by God. Like, a billionaire with gold toilets.
And he went and took a picture with the Bible in the middle of the riot.
Yeah, remember and like that? The Bible was upside down. Right now, he's selling Bibles with his name on it, with the American flag on it. I'm like, this is God's. Man,
cults are really interesting. Like, I like watching the show. You either like it either ends really bad,
or they're pedophiles,
or there's a special on Netflix or any of these platforms that you're saying how you escaped.
Yeah.
And all of this is like, you know, obviously it's a certain mindset.
Wasn't there a lady that wrote a book like How to Kill Your Husband and Get Away with It? And then got convicted for
killing her husband. It was like a really famous.
But she didn't get away with it.
No, she didn't.
I think we just have too much freedom, right? There's so much access.
Whoa!
So much.
Where are we going with this?
Take out the cage.
Like technology, right? Technology. I can sit home and fucking talk to somebody over there in Florida or somewhere in fucking Ohio. And we can say,
don't talk about Ohio.
Hey, this is
with the why?
Like, I don't know.
You just don't like Ohio.
No, it's because Ohio seems to be the butt of the joke.
And we can talk about all these conspiracies. Like back then, there was no internet. Like, how are you gonna?
You wanna know what else?
Crazy
I think?
With somebody else. It was only here, like locally. Like,
you can you find
friend,
someone
you know?
Who can match your energy. But you know what else? I think I also think sometimes just people have no purpose in life. And so when you have something like this, like, it kind of gives you a sense of purpose.
Right. But I'm saying, like, if we didn't have the technology that we had now.
Sure.
Like, I feel like right now we're at an all-time high of fucking conspiracy.
Yeah.
Like, yes, there was groups, but guess what? Like, the groups were.
They were local.
Yeah, they were local. Like,
I also think, like, we mentioned right now that loneliness is an all-time high. Like,
people find way to connect.
You lonely? Join my gold.
Join my gold.
You know where you wouldn't be lonely? With this cult, like, yeah.
The Unqualified Gurus, Discord.
It is pretty lonely.
Well, you know, like most of the leaders are like gurus and stuff, and we got a new dating guru that just popped up to the surface.
You know,
as us being the most unqualified gurus, I think we are allowed to critique them.
Right.
You know, so like new dating guru.
Where's the Joe
dropped.
Buttons of the?
Gurus? Where are you looking at?
The second one.
Oh shit! That's like this or this.
The video for.
You end up built, Danny.
It's because the letters are very little.
You do not have to accept her rejection. I'm a professional dating coach. And I teach guys how to understand the female.
Do we even have to say it? Like.
I mean, if he's a guru, like, he must know something.
I'm not like, that is like the wrongest sentence ever said.
The wrong one?
Wrongest.
Oh, the wrongest.
Raging.
How dare you bring that back up? Are you defending this guy?
No.
Is that what you're doing?
I'm saying that I'm raging right now.
Oh, yeah.
Pivot.
Don't mind. Now. If you're one of the people that haven't applied anything in my course or my videos or anything
that's
like that,
why, dude.
This video is not for you.
We're missing a bunch of context. Whole course.
Oh, you think we just clipped them out of context?
No. We're barely 15. Yeah. Don't flip it on me. don't flip it that much.
You guys defending
Esteban's watching this episode like,
who should we burn? That's what we're playing, like hot potato now.
Who makes the real?
Nobody dare play devil's advocate.
Yeah.
Okay, so I like asking you guys, where do you think he's going to go? With this, all right, with that leading sentence,
I'm in danger.
Why do you guys feel that you guys don't have to accept no for an answer? Well, you look so nervous.
Next topic.
You just don't ask, so you don't get rejected.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's why loneliness is up.
I mean, that doesn't get you anywhere.
Oh, respect yourself.
With advanced technique.
Respect yourself, Kings. Let you don't get rejected by asking her. Let her ask you. We're kings.
It's 2024.
Yeah. You know, that's one way to avoid rejection.
It's our time.
That's one way to avoid rejection.
No, don't ask. Don't ask. Let her ask. Yeah. Yep. That's exactly how
it works. Of course, half my videos fucking are applying it, seeing results. And eventually I'm going to put this in the course. I just don't have the time right now, so I'm releasing it now. You don't have to accept her rejection. Oh, now, God. Here's an example. I was talking to a girl, and she said, oh, you know, I'm not really interested. And I, instead of just going, okay, and then just turning away, I did this. Why would you not be interested in me? I'm the best.
Pause it.
Absolutely the best. And she's like.
It was a lot better than y'all expected, right? Like, you know.
So far. But yeah. It's halfway.
Yeah, but it's just like you get rejected, and you're all like, you're supposed to accept it and just be like, yo, take the L.
Right.
You know, instead of like, but why not? I'm fucking awesome. Yeah. He's like, have you seen me play Fortnite?
Yeah. What?
Have you seen my hit ratio?
Yeah. My KD is fucking sick, man. Yo, have you watched my podcast? I'm the fucking best.
Yeah,
but look.
He didn't say, have you seen my photos?
Whoa. What?
Yeah. No, the photography. Oh. You're a photographer.
Yeah, no, it's about the game.
Yeah, because up to this point, you can ask for feedback, right? Like, oh, why did you say no? Like, you know, just.
I mean, typically. It's best not to put women into awkward situations like that.
It depends how you bring it out, though. I think
plenty of times, like, guys react negatively to being told the reasons why they're not the appropriate guy for them.
Right.
So I think just for a simple, like, women's safety, they don't want to answer that question.
Yeah, I mean, you could argue that perhaps they're not going to give you an honest answer either. But you can make that attempt, right? Again, if you come across it in a good way, like you already accepted the L, you say, hey, you know, like, is it like what's wrong with me? Is it, am I too hairy or like, you know, like,
is it this cap?
Is it the cap? Yeah, like, you know, like, ditch the cap. You know, but I'm just saying, like, I don't think it's too bad to ask. Depending, like, obviously, like, if you just met someone, like, if you haven't met them, like, you just saw them on the street, then perhaps you're like, well, they don't even know me. It's just they didn't like me.
So
right?
What's worse, her being shy and saying. You know, when you get that run around, like, or they point out, like, they respond, like, why aren't you interested in me?
Well,
first of all, like, you came here by yourself. You dress a certain way. You haven't been funny. Like, what's worse? Like, hearing her response or her kind of, like, not giving you a...
I think if it's honest...
Well, like, that's what I'm just saying. I'm
because, look, if someone, like, let someone can say, for example, let's just say I was single and I was, and someone said, no, it's because it's your hat, right? Now, if the hat is too important to me, then I go, okay, well, thank you, right? Like, you're not for me because I like my hat, right? Obviously, that's a dumb example. Yeah. But if the hat isn't that important for me, I go, well, maybe this hat is really not helping me. I ditch it, and next time that I try with someone else, I don't have my hat on, mm-hmm. right? But you got to be honest with yourself, and I guess you got to have the self-esteem to say, look, all the stuff you criticize me for, there are things that I like about myself, so you're just not the one for me.
Yeah.
If you criticize things that I dislike about myself too, then they're valid, and perhaps I work on
that. You sound just like this guy.
Really?
So just listen to the rest of it.
Let's see.
It's like, oh, how? I'm like, well, you'd have to come over in my house to find out. And you'd also have to be okay.
No, absolutely not.
Okay, mastering the ropes and the fact I have multiple women. And actually, maybe not. Maybe you wouldn't be the best for me. And now I did turn around at the end, but I could have left that part out and still got her.
So he rejected her?
Yeah. It's like how you said. He's like, maybe at the end of the day, you might not be the one for me. That's why.
I was talking about you reviewing your own self.
No, this guy's fucking insane because he's like, I'm the best.
Right.
For me to prove that, you'd have to come over to my house. Yeah. You have to be okay with kink. You have to be okay with my mastering of the ropes. Who the fuck talks like that? Who the fuck? The dude looks like that. Like, he doesn't look like your average alpha bro either. This dude is a fucking serial killer.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, and it's just like, obviously, he's new. You know, he's just starting.
He's a little alpha.
This is his first, yeah.
A baby alpha. He's barely blossoming.
What's his name?
Alpha Dom 1C.
Yeah. Yeah, so this is like his first hit video. It's a fucking god awful one, which is
how many views this video has?
Oh, well, on TikTok it had like over a million.
Okay.
Yeah.
9.8k views. Well, like, I mean, if you think about it, 9.8k views, 33 likes.
You know, oh yeah, let's read the comments.
Okay, let's see the comments. Oh, do we finish the video first though?
Yeah, yeah. Finish the video.
I'm gonna start bantering back and forth, and she did. She started going back and forth with me, and I started building attraction in that because now I had sidestepped her fucking rejection. Granted, keep in mind, I didn't force it. I didn't say, no, you're gonna. I just played into her a little fucking game. I knew she was playing with me a little bit or just kind of disengaging, and I gave her a little bit of fun. You wanna know what I did with her later?
He's a liar.
She disappeared.
He's not like, he's like, keep wondering. No one's figured it out.
There's gonna be a Netflix show about me later.
The top comments, Charlie. That's most critical.
Oh. This is incredible information that had been discovered here. Now I can become the Alpha Sigma and
cover my final form.
Does this actually work?
This is not the place to start, man.
Well, obviously, he wants money. That's what he wants.
Yeah.
He's here for money.
So, of course.
Yeah,
if you go back to the folder, you can actually see the...
The course? Let's go.
Not the course. It's just like his bio or whatever from his website.
Ah.
Yeah. So you want to read this for us, Danny?
All right. Proven result. With over 100K Tinder matches in 2 years, as well as little over 1,000 women.
It's like every fucking woman in the 50-mile radius has been with this dude.
In his dating life, and a bunch of bots, in his dating lifestyle, and multiple women currently with him. The methods are time-tested and proven not just by him, but also by his clients across multiple types of men. These methods just work. Don't settle for mediocrity in your dating life. Embrace the alpha mindset and unleash your true potential to attract the partners you desire. Cracking the alpha dating mind will equip you with these skills, mindset, and charisma to become a dominant force in the dating world. Gain the confidence, magnetism, and success you deserve in every romantic pursuit. This was written by ChatGPT.
Yeah.
Invest in yourself.
Unleash your alpha potential today. Look, I one of my favorite things I ever said on this podcast was that not everybody can be an alpha. That's like quite literally like the definition of it, right? Some of you dudes that are struggling to talk to women, the problem is not going to be solved by listening to these idiots online. It's just like, I think a lot of the reason why Tate was super appealing to people was because he told them like, yo, get your confidence up, go to the gym. And you're like, every other fucking gym bro has said the exact same thing, you know? So that's like the only good thing he ever said, right? Everything else, forget it. This, like, it's insane. They are literally poisoning like a whole generation of kids online. Like everybody on Kick is demonstrably, it's insane how popular people online are getting with kids. Like I've never been like one to be like, yo, police your kids, what they're doing online. But police your fucking kids. Like, Jesus Christ.
That's why they're not allowed in bars. Yo,
if your kid watches like Aiden Ross, like he's gonna grow up to be a degenerate. Like, girls aren't gonna like him. Like
I don't know who Aiden Ross is.
You've heard about Aiden
I've Ross. Heard about him, but I forgot how he looks like.
He's the one who showed the porn on Kick whenever it first came up.
Oh.
Yeah, he's like one of the faces of Kick.
Okay.
Yeah. He also streamed the Super Bowl on Kick.
Like, oh, the one that got in trouble for that?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So it's just like, you know, it's just like ignoring anytime I see like a dating coach online, I'm just waiting for them to say something ridiculously insane. And I'm never let down.
It's because I think it's a scam once it goes to buy my course.
Yeah.
Buy my book, buy my pamphlet. Yeah, whatever. Like those kinds of things. Then that's when it's like, eh. Even for money making is the same thing too. It's like, you want to make money? Buy my
course.
Whatever, right?
Yeah.
Exactly. But a lot of the times, like when I was, this is unrelated, but when I was buying the house, I spent a lot of time on YouTube. And I found this guru.
You changed my life.
No, but I found a channel that felt credible. And they did have like, buy my little thing for $5. It's like a pamphlet. I didn't buy it. But when I looked at
it, it was fresh and fit, and the pamphlet was women deserve less.
No. What I'm saying was that the video, it seemed like everything that he said on the videos was on the pamphlet as a summary. So if you just wanted a summary, you could buy it and carry with it and like just have it and you support the channel, right? It was kind of thing. But I was like, I can just sit here and watch this instead. So to me, it's like they're trying to make money. The way they're going to make money, if they're telling you legit info, is just by making videos with legit info, because that'll attract viewers.
Yeah. Yeah, no.
That's kind of, anyway.
No, I think we should start giving like these fake gurus or terrible charlatan gurus ratings.
We should.
Like from like a wouldn't support to sign me up, baby.
Yeah. Sign me up, baby.
Like, are you buying this course?
You gotta make a... You gotta make the like a stamp.
A stamp.
Like, oh, sign me up, baby. Yeah. Boom.
So what do we think? Like I'm personally like pro consent, you know. So I'm gonna go ahead and say like I am not gonna
wait. Pro consent on what? Like it started off bad, but
oh, you're gonna defend the lie like, that
he lied, right? I guess I'm a little confused. The pro consent. What did he do wrong?
What did he do wrong?
Uh-huh. As far as the consent, as far as consent goes,
Like literally, like as soon as she says no, it's over. Like you don't have to keep prying.
But I don't think he pried anymore, right? I think he said
he says he sidestepped. But remember, we gotta remember this is all fictional.
Right, okay? That's fictional.
This is
right.
This is all.
But that's the only thing we got.
Yeah. So what we got is like literally like pivot to the side and be all like, are you sure? Because I'm like the best at fucking. That was literally what he said. So this.
So I guess I'm trying defend? To see how we're rating it. Like are we rating it?
No, like hey, we're buying their course.
You oh, no.
Yeah,
yeah. Well, I'm also married, so.
Yeah, oh yeah, okay.
Rick is like, I can write my own course.
Yeah, I don't need it.
Like, yeah, no, like the reason he's bad is because not only is it not respecting the
I think there's another little thing to say about this is that in a way, like he's going like, this is how you get all these women.
Yeah.
It's kind of like an objectification of how you get women. Like, look, get all these females, get all these women. Like I had a, you know, like the freaking description, get over 1,000 or all of this.
But you think so, he's selling something or keep following my YouTube page?
No, he's selling the course. He's selling the course. Yeah.
I don't think he would last just from YouTube videos like that.
Yeah, no. And that's why you have to be as scandalous as possible. That's why like that one went
the way it started, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Because honestly, starting like the whole like video with like, yo, like, you know, you shouldn't accept no for an answer.
Right.
Yeah.
It's cash grab. Like you're trying to grab, as many sales in as quick as possible and disappear. And disappear.
Yeah. So definitely fail, loser guru.
As for these kinds of things, like I wish I could see the numbers. Like I wish I could see like how many bought it.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Like I wish I could just have like 25 people or 100 or a million. Like what the fuck, you know? Yeah. Like I would just be happy to see those numbers.
You want to see if he has an Instagram? See how many followers he has. Look up Alpha Dom's 1C. Was that what it was called?
Like all I'm saying is that I wouldn't buy another Discord from him.
Another, yeah. Bachelor University fucking sucked.
That's that guy, right?
That guy, yeah.
The fuck kind of weirdo is that?
Oh so no! That's somebody reacting to him.
Oh,
so go back. Is he tagged or anything? No.
Well, he's just talking about him.
Yeah,
and he put alpha in quotations. Yeah, so he's just mocking him. No,
no.
That's one?
No, that's got to be another one. Like they all have like the least creative.
But they're saying names. At him.
I don't know. Well, I doubt he's super popular because his Instagram only had like 1,000 followers.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he's not exactly popular.
Yeah.
Yeah, but y'all want to get into some fucking music beef? Yo, there's a lot going on.
Okay, let's get into some music beef.
Yeah, so for those of you who have been keeping up with the Drake and Kendrick saga.
Yeah, the saga. Sorry.
Drake!
Great mind things alike. Yeah. Think alike. Yeah, so.
As long as we keep doing an update, there's always a Drake!
Yeah,
Drake.
Yeah, so I like having Danny like rap the lyrics for us or like read them for us. Yeah, so on this next track, Kendrick hasn't responded since our last update.
Okay.
So what we actually got was Drake taunting him.
So he wrote another song?
He wrote another song, but there's a element that matters to us because it involves AI.
Oh, I thought he like talked shit to us. I was like,
oh, he's like, fuck the gurus.
Like, yeah, I was like, oh, hell yeah, we're getting famous. Yeah.
All right, he wasn't ready.
Yeah, he was not ready.
So he doesn't know the bars that I have in my back pocket.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, no, he's ready to add him right now.
He's ready to replace the word Vic for Drake.
Yeah.
What I tagged you on something earlier and I put at Drake.
Oh, yeah. I think it was whenever this thing was popping off.
Was it?
Yeah. So
I tagged Drake. I tagged Oscar and I said, at Drake, like, keep up or something like that.
Yeah, so what happened was Drake created a AI version of Tupac to respond and basically, like, to be like, yo, why aren't you replying? Like, respond. Like, you know, it's like, because everybody's, like on pins and needles just waiting for Kendrick to drop. Like, all his fans are, like moving the goalposts. They're all like, that was whack. He doesn't have to reply. I'm like, nah. He shot first. He has to reply. You know, so all the Drake fans are coming after them. And like the longer he takes, like unfortunately for the Kendrick fans, it's like the worse it is.
Yeah, because they're like defending him like, come on.
Yeah, because like, we're holding the fort. Drake was on tour. Right. Kendrick Lamar isn't doing anything, you know. So with Drake, like I think they said he took like almost 3 weeks to reply. Yeah. And then I think now it's been like a month since the other track or whatever.
First it was J. Cole.
Yeah.
And then it was Drake's actual response. And then AI Drake.
Just to
label it.
Yeah, well, there's been like AI Kendricks and like people were like, yo, that's trash.
Right.
And then since Kendrick didn't say anything,
right,
the actual producer guy who made the AI Kendrick came out and he like debunked it, saying that he was the one who actually wrote that.
Right. Well, I think right here only it matters just because Drake did it.
Yeah.
Not because.
Yeah, exactly.
And the lyrics, Drake wrote them.
Yeah, like right. You can actually hear like some of his cadence in the.
Okay,
I'm
just clarifying.
Yeah.
Now, why Tupac though? So why did he pick Tupac? Why not
Tupac?
Whatever. I'm Mexican. Yeah. I can't say however I want.
Yeah. So Kendrick Lamar originally was named to Pimp a Butterfly, to Pimp a Caterpillar.
Uh huh.
And it spells Tupac.
But
the thing was, it didn't sound better than To Pimp a Butterfly, so they just went To Pimp a Butterfly. And he's stayed there, like, he has, like, at the end of the album, like, he has a leather written for Tupac.
Yeah.
It was, like, it's like his hero, you know? And he's from the
Tupac
West Coast.
Tupac talks on that song, too. It's, like, he's interviewing him.
Yeah, he's like, but it's all him, right?
Yeah, no, but Tupac talks, and I think it was Kendrick Lamar interviewing Tupac, and Tupac responds on like a very old like,
oh, okay,
like old works,
yeah,
that
like
they
old
grab.
Work, yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Like he's like interviewing his hero,
yeah. And so Snoop Dogg is also on this track, but it's AI. Okay,
did Snoop Dogg comment at all?
Yeah,
about this.
Yes, okay. And we have a video, so we'll get to it. But the thing is, so it's like two of the biggest West Coast legends ever. Snoop Dogg, like in the concert, basically told Kendrick Lamar, he's like, you got the baton now. You are the freaking hero of the West Coast, you know? So it's a big deal because everybody's like, yo, like right now in the response, you're going to see like how much they bring up that. They're like, yo, like we handed it to you. Why the fuck aren't you responding to this white Canadian dude, you know? Because it's getting like messy out there. Rick Ross jumped in. Remember, we talked about that. And it's just like, I think Rick Ross dropped like two songs. Yeah, so
something like
we
that.
Finally, like, this is the second response to Kendrick Lamar. And yeah, let's get into it.
I like the first part. Killuminati.
Yeah.
Don't rise again. You can see it in my eyes again. All right. Kendrick, we need ya, the West Coast savior, engraving your name in some hip-hop history. If you deal with this viciously, you seem a little nervous about all the publicity. Fuck this Canadian light-skinned dot. We need a no-debated West Coast victory, man. Call him a bitch for me. Talk about him liking young girls. That's a gift from me. Heard it on the Button podcast. It's gotten be true. They told me the spirit of Machiavelli is alive. In a under 5'5", so it's gotta be you.
Okay, pause it there. Okay, so remember when I was telling you about like the easy shots that you have against Drake,
right?
Like the whole
liking the young girls.
Yeah, yeah, there's like the terrible past he has with like terrible lyrics that have aged awfully. Okay. Like they're like one of his songs is like high school pics. You looked even bad then. Mm-hmm. You know, and we mentioned like the friendship he had with Millie Bobby Brown. How weird and gross it is. And it's just like, yeah. So it's basically like doing like the Eminem thing. Like I'm a
shit. I was about to say that.
Yeah, like, yeah.
Or you talk about me, but did you know that this guy's going through this? But first you like say, well, what do you got on me? Like,
let me put it out on the table.
Yeah, yeah. You talk about yourself and they're like, but did you know he had this?
Yeah, so basically, like, he's trying to de-arm Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah, yeah, before he has any chance.
Yeah, because right. If you wrote that in the song now, you got to take it out.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Cause yeah, yeah.
Cause it's just like, unless it's something new that we don't know about.
Yeah. Kendrick's like...
Yeah. Fuck. Yeah, and then Tupac will call himself Machiavelli, and he's all like that. He's like, I heard that the spirit's alive in somebody under 5'5", so it's got to be you.
The people I feel bad for is all of our short kings because they've been catching this the whole freaking beef.
Dude, I'm the one rapping it. What the
hell you talking like, about? Oh,
I'm rapping it.
We got a short guy to attack the short guys.
I'm not attacking. Yeah.
He's doing the representation.
I'm doing my job, okay?
Yeah, I like that. We had a friend of Ricky's like comment on the podcast.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and he was like, y'all are all short like in my eyes. And his name is Sasquatch.
Oh, that's
shout out Fredo.
Yeah, I thought that was funny because I was like, yo, his name is so perfect for that comment. Yeah. Yeah.
I might leave that on the blooper just for him. So tell him.
I thought we were just gonna like start off with him being like, yo.
Oh, I didn't know.
I like that start.
Yeah, I like you. Yeah, like, Fredo comment.
Yeah,
okay. We used to call him Bigfoot, and then he pivoted and said, no, I'm Sasquatch. Like,
okay. I'll leave it. If you're confused, leave it in the comments.
Yeah. That's like whenever they're like, you got to take the word back, bro. Take the power away from Bigfoot. All right, Danny, continue. Look, I think we don't need to read every single one.
Well, you got to tell me what you want me to portray here.
Okay, let's see. Scroll up. Okay, so I need you to go to so
Ducks.
Yeah, so basically this entire verse is just gonna be like
talking mess.
Him
like asking like why aren't you doing shit?
Yeah, when are you gonna reply?
Right.
Okay, so let's skip to Snoop Dogg's verse. Okay?
There's a part I
how did I know that he was gonna say nephew?
Yeah.
There was a part that I like from the Snoop Dogg song. Well, anyways.
Just do it from the beginning, please.
Right. Nephew, what the fuck you really about to do? We pass you the torch at the House of Blues, and now you gotta do some dirty work. You know how to move, right? Right.
So on the video, they've been reposting it because Kendrick Lamar starts crying like on stage. So it's just like people just been clowning him like backwards. So like it's like, you know, like being a J. Cole fan, seeing like him like backtrack on his shit. Like that it hurt. It sucked to see. Like, okay. Right now the Kendrick Lamar fans are hurting, but they're going to be fine if he does finally respond, they'll be, like, finally. But for now, they get to know how I feel.
Okay.
You know, you keep getting your hero bashed.
Okay. But okay, so on the last week, you talked about how it wasn't just Kendrick talking mess to Drake. It was also, like The Weeknd and all the other ones. So are the fans, like, colluding to try and, like, boost each other up and try and, like, go back at Drake?
Drake is like,
obviously this is for Kendrick, right? Yeah. Just to Kendrick, this one. But I'm wondering, like, you also have all the fans from the other ones who seem to have attacked collectively.
The last podcast I said that Drake was Thanos.
Yeah.
And right here we're watching the second part of the movie, so he already snapped his finger. So everybody already fucking erased. Yeah. So it's just
so like, this is the
yeah, like, who was left.
No one cares about those.
Who was left?
Oh, right now Kendrick is going back in time. Yeah. That's why nothing's happening.
They're the NPCs. They're the NPCs.
Yeah. Okay. So I think, like, I'm just saying, like, Drake is like his own entity. Like, no one's ever been like him because he does a lot of melodic singing R&B stuff. So he already has fans like The Weeknd fans. You know, and he also raps, and like he's universally loved. Like you have like his haters, like every now and then, but it's just like he's super huge. Like I'm pretty sure a lot of people.
There was also like a video of Weeknd, and he was presenting Drake, and he's like, if it wasn't for Drake, I wouldn't be anything. So it's like,
It's just like there's so much like back catalog because everybody loved like working with Drake whenever they were benefiting from it. I watched the whole freaking video by this music commentator named Patrick CC.
Okay.
And he was talking about how Future was like, yo, whenever, so on the other song, he's like, your first number one, I had to put it in your hand. He was talking about like I think that was a Rick Ross line. Never mind. But the point the Future already has the clout. He had a whole album with Drake. So at this point, he doesn't benefit anything from sticking around with him. Okay. So he actually benefits more from attacking him. So that's why Metro Boomin and Future was like the perfect duo, you know?
Okay.
And Metro Boomin has so much music with every single person that if whenever like they're brought up, he's going to make tons and tons of money.
So then I wonder how much of this beef is just for clout. It has to have an element.
It's all for clout.
Metro Boomin is like Nebula. So he was with Thanos. He was with Thanos, and now they're fighting against him.
I need to see this animated. Yeah. Please make it happen, Rick.
Yeah, but like with the whole fan bases, I just didn't think there's too much overlap that like it's either like you know you like them or you don't.
Okay.
So you will either land on Drake's or Kendrick's. So it's not like I don't think it's like a big party. Like let's all get together and jump Drake.
Yeah.
Like as far as the fan base goes, because it's like it's like hardcore rap fans who aren't big fan of like the sing song right stuff.
Okay. Got you.
Yeah, so let's continue.
Wait, ¿dónde me quedé? Oh, I know you never been to jail or wore jumpsuits and shower shoes. Never shot nobody, never stabbed nobody. Never did nothing violent to no one. It's the homies that empower you. But still, you gotta show this fucking owl who's boss on the West. Now's the time to really make a power move, because right now it's looking like you're writing out the game plan on how to lose. How to bark up the wrong tree and then get your head popped in a crowded room. World is watching this chess game. But are you out of moves? Dot, you know that a DOG never fucking doubted you. But right now, it seemed like you posted up without a clue. Or what the fuck you about to do?
Okay, so that's pretty much like where we can go ahead and end it. And we actually have a video of Snoop Dogg reacting to like
what's there was going on. Something on the song that that's not here. Or was that? Maybe there was something Drake's where part? It said you playing chess. But he's playing checkers, or like he's playing chess while you're playing checkers. I remember that on the song.
I think you just heard the chess.
Said it. Word,
I said no. The word watching. Chess is right here. The world is watching this chess game. But I remember in the song when we heard it, there was a part where he said,
"Scroll up."
He's playing chess while you're playing checkers or something. I don't know. Did I imagine it?
I think you just imagined that you wanted it.
Or was that?
That was a part of your diss track.
Yeah. Shit. Yeah. Sorry, I'm working on my own.
So
you just got exclusive content from Danny's diss track.
Yeah.
Leaked footage.
If you play checkers, watch out.
So we don't have to finish Drake's line because that's not relevant to what we're talking about. Like, but to end this diss track, this diss track's called Taylor Made.
Ooh.
So Kendrick.
She got a new album.
Yes, exactly. Oh. So it's about Taylor Swift.
Oh.
Okay, so they talk about how he didn't put out his song this week to not step on Taylor's toes because they're friends. Nice. So he's saying that he's like that Taylor Swift is the biggest gangster because she stopped Kendrick Lamar from replying.
Yeah.
You know, so it adds to the whole like trying to destroy his credibility that he's like, you know, like some hood guy because he's like, you've never been to jail, you've never worn a jumpsuit, you've never worn freaking like the shower shoes. And he's like, you're not about that lifestyle that you are pandering to.
And it's funny because it's Snoop Dogg doing it, and Snoop was like,
he
was like on trial for attempted murder and shit.
Yeah. So if you go.
I want to know what Snoop Dogg said.
So so the question's like, well, Tupac can't reply.
Right.
They're like, but Snoop Dogg can.
Right.
Like, what do you guys? And then we got a video.
This?
No.
Oh, this video.
Yeah, right there.
At some point, does he call somebody nephew?
Just watch.
They did what? When? How? Are you sure? Huh. Y'all have a good night. And to all. Why the fuck? Everybody calling my phone, blowing me up. What the fuck? What happened? What's going on? I'm going back to bed. Good night.
Yeah.
I like that he showed his death row.
Death row.
He's the owner now, right?
Oh, I haven't
completed. Yeah, I think Shook signed. This was like a couple months ago, I think.
About to show my ignorance. I thought I said Dragon Ball instead of Death Row.
Seta?
Dragon Ball.
You were close.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yo,
that's a good response.
Can you imagine being Kendrick Lamar, being like a West Coast guy, and seeing that Snoop Dogg was okay with it?
But Snoop is a fucking troll, right? Like, no, we know that Snoop's the troll, so he could. he didn't say like, damn, he got you, and he didn't say like, I think he didn't get you. He was just like, I think this is worse.
He knew what was gonna happen before it happened. Like, it's undeniable.
But okay, but can you really put Kendrick as this is one of Snoop Dogg's guys?
Like, yes, they're from the West Coast. Yeah, but
just because they're from the West Coast, does that mean they gotta be like
Snoop Dogg was on stage?
I'm and asking. He says, we're passing no, I'm not you saying. The... I'm not saying that he's not or he is. I'm asking that just because they're from the same coast, that's not enough, at least in my eyes, to say that yeah, they're like together. That's why I'm asking. Like, what makes him? What makes other than just being from the same region? What makes Kendrick? Like,
they're from the same like neighborhood. They're from, like, well, they're
it's just people from the same. There's Ryan Garcia and the guy. No, that's what I'm asking.
Fucking Chivas fucking suck, and Canelo's like, whoa, like, what's up? Like, y'all about to throw some hats? No, but
you can have Chivas and Atlas going against each other. They're from Jalisco, and they're still going against each other.
Same thing like Tupac.
But that's what I'm asking.
They have their friendly feuds, but at the end of the day, it's where you stay.
Like, what? Like, is it just that? Like, just they're from the same region, so you expect them to have each other's backs.
It's not just their regions either. It's like they're your fucking heroes. They're your icons. They're like literally everything you wanted to be is because they existed prior to you. Right, like they set the foundation for you.
But you don't think like Snoop Dogg set the foundation for people that are not on the West Coast, even people in like.
It just means more. It means way more.
Well, like, that's fair. That is fair.
It's more of a
that
personal.
Is fair. But if you become such a huge personality, do you want to like?
It means
I don't know.
It means more.
Right. It means more because you grew up in the same place, mm-hmm. so you could claim. Similar challenges. That's fair. Yes. That is totally fair. I'm just saying, once you're...
If you handed me the baton and I start crying on stage with you, we're fucking locked in for life. You made me cry, all
right? Right.
Because you're saying I'm the next one up.
That's the part that I... Okay, that's the part. You could have said that.
I mentioned it.
Yeah, but I didn't know what you meant. Like, I didn't understand that part fully. Because you said they're from the same coast.
On the song is like on that House of Blues stage.
Right,
we handed you the baton.
Right, but
it was like a real thing. It wasn't like no, the lyrics.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. Like that. Like if you would have if instead of saying they're from the same West Coast, if you like no, you just brought no. Like Snoop Dogg said, you're next. Like you're the next one. Kind of like pinche All Might tall Deku. Like.
That's exactly what it was. And then imagine the bad guy. He's like, yo, Deku fucking sucks ass. Like, and he's the worst. Almost like,
I see it. I now see it. Yeah. There you go.
Then he's like, oh.
Once you put it in anime.
I fucking love every time there's like a big story now online, like on Instagram, they'll be like, can somebody explain this to me in terms of like Fortnite?
Yeah.
And then they'll be all like, it's like they downed him and they didn't give him a chug jug or something like that. Yeah.
That's why Rick has been explaining in MCU terms.
So everybody can keep up. Yeah. It makes sense.
All right, that makes sense. Sense.
Yo, honestly, like just that response like would have killed me if I was like it's like
I just feel like his response isn't too bad. Like if Kendrick still like hooks up with Snoop, like it wasn't like Snoop saying like damn dog, he got you. He did it more as a troll.
No, you're like, using my likeness to diss my friend. There's beef if
he didn't
I'm
deny
not
it.
No, that's what I'm
But sure. he also didn't say I feel like it's a troll because he said like I did what? Or like the AI did well, what? Like, he knew when he was doing the video, but it wasn't like
a... He could get it taken down if he wanted to. That's what I'm trying to explain. It's like he had to know prior to it dropping. Right. Because it like you're using my likeness. You're putting words in my mouth.
I guess the other thing is Snoop Dogg. I'm pretty sure Snoop, before he did this video as a fucking troll.
Yeah.
We know Snoop Dogg's a troll and he fucks around and he be bullshitting sometimes. He's a troll, right? I'm pretty sure when he heard this shit, there's have to have been a conversation. If Kendrick Lamar looks up to Snoop Dogg, there's had a, I don't know who called who. Like, I don't know if Kendrick Lamar called Snoop Dogg, like, hey, what the fuck, dog? Or Snoop Dogg saying, like, hey, like, this shit wasn't me. You know, there's had to have been a conversation. That's what I'm saying. Like, Snoop Dogg, like, their relationship isn't over because somebody AI generated. Right. Like, he's just being funny.
Can I say something? No,
because it's different because I think what he's saying is that Kendrick has been publicly shamed using one of his heroes as an avatar kind of thing. And the actual real person didn't show some kind of defense for you publicly. Now, the way I took this, the way I took it is I take it in one of two ways. The first one is he looks at the feud, like why they're fighting, and he's like, the fuck, this is like child's fight, children fight. Because we talked about last time, there's like no real, like, there's no real consequence other than, yeah, they're like, they're all the fans.
You know what?
This next beef that we'll probably have to get to next week.
That one, I can see it. I can see it because you can tell in the lyrics.
So you have that beef, but as a rap enthusiast, like you, a lot of people say that Snoop Dogg was in the golden age of rap. Like, people were hating so much on mumble rap. Like, right now, what is mumble rap? Like, this is the big thing. People fucking dissing each other. So
which
as
is better.
like as a godfather of fucking rap, Snoop would be like, this is good for rap. People are talking about fucking rap.
But I was going to say,
like, why debunk it?
Here's the second one. Right, I'm gonna explain it again in anime terms.
We have to explain it to him in different terms.
And imagine All Might goes, as I said, like, oh, what the fuck? Like, I'm out. Like, Deku is the next one. But then what if he's, like, getting ready to help Kendrick?
Yeah, I didn't watch the series, sorry.
No, but I'm just saying, like, what if Snoop Dogg actually gets featured by Kendrick on a song as a response?
He can.
That would be cool. That would be a good way to be like, I don't need no AI. I got the real people. I don't know.
I think they had a conversation.
It's possible that they did. But like, I think Oscar's. I think Oscar's point is that is the public defense.
Yeah, literally, dude. It looks so bad on Kendrick. It's like, yo, not even your fucking heroes will ride for you. Dude, if Snoop Dogg didn't find, obviously he finds it amusing because like though he's responding.
Then Snoop Dogg looks like a bitch fucking deleting like, that wasn't me. Take the shit off. Take the shit off.
How does he look like a bitch? Like just being like, don't.
What did he look like a bitch if he takes it off? Look,
it's because you guys aren't online, okay? What the hell does this button do? Yeah. All right, you guys
most
aren't
people
online.
Aren't
like a bitch? Can we agree that he would look like a bitch if he's like, I didn't say that shit. Like, Drake, you're going to see my lawyer because.
No, you absolutely would
he
not.
He doesn't have to say look, it like that, but look, if he says like, no, I didn't say any of that. We know that he didn't say any of that.
You guys aren't online. You guys don't see.
Obviously, everybody knows.
That came out after
everybody
this.
Knows it's fake. It's AI. But
the thing
it's
is,
not
everybody.
Like, no one got fooled.
Everybody came out and was talking about how this is so disrespectful with you're using Tupac's. He's dead. He couldn't have said anything like this. Like, literally, like, their whole discourse moved over to, like, oh, Drake is so mean. He's using a dead person to diss him. Or, like, it's so disrespectful. And, like, first of all, AI, you know, my stance, I think it's disrespectful. But at the same time, this is fucking diss tracks, yo. Everybody wanted everybody to be more vicious, okay? So the thing is, when everybody's literally talking about how fucking disrespectful it is that AI is used to put words in your fucking mouth, right? The conversation moves to, well, is Snoop Dogg okay with it? And if Snoop Dogg doesn't talk back against it, that means he's okay with it. He let it happen.
Or he doesn't care. You could also stand as I don't care.
Yeah, I think
it's
that's
okay.
Where, I think
but,
where it's
but,
at. And
to give you
one more step, he's leaning towards it.
To give you each other point, I think you could take it as a don't care. But Snoop Dogg being Kendrick's hero, having a don't care by your hero,
it hurts.
That's hurt.
Yeah, no, yeah. It. Yeah, we agree with that. We agree with that. But can we also agree that by Snoop Dogg not fucking taking either side, it feels like he's not even taking a side.
Let
he's
me ask
like,
you something.
I always like bringing this up. Like, whenever, if you don't choose a side, you're picking the side of the oppressor. Okay.
At
this point, Drake is the oppressor. Kendrick Lamar is not responding and he keeps beating him. Okay. If you're not siding with him, you're siding with the oppressor. That's how it works. Okay.
Look, I'll give you an easy example. Oscar hears that somebody called him a bitch.
It was me. When I was in Qatar.
Danny says it was Rick.
He didn't. I have to throw it in there. He didn't even care.
Danny said it was Rick.
I believe him.
Yeah, we were you.
It could have been me.
It was.
It couldn't.
No,
I'm not going to be like, Oscar, yeah, it was me. Or I'm not going to say, yeah, Danny was really the one that said it. Like, I play into it. I can fuck around.
Nah, but
that's not the same thing.
But I'm going to say it's different because I think right here, there is no dispute that Snoop Dogg didn't say it.
Yeah, I don't think that's what makes it funnier.
Right.
Like,
no.
He's leaning towards it by saying like,
Right.
He's giggling okay. while he's doing it. Right,
but that's the part that he's trying to say, is that the fact that he's taking it in a funny way while his next of kin,
yeah,
next of kindred,
he's just a kin. Kendrick.
His next of kin.
He was good when I was
While his
he
next,
can say, I'm just kin.
While his next one is taking the beating, that he laughs into it instead of saying like some kind of defense. But
I think he would look like a bitch if he said like
maybe it depends
because everybody knows that it's not
okay. But here's my question:
there is ways of going about it. Like, be like, yo, that he shit was clearly AI.
But he went in and added as a troll. Look,
I'm going to tell you something.
Who's the troll towards? Rick. Troll is towards Kendrick Lamar. Look,
he could have said something like, yo, don't do that shit. Like, play your own
exactly,
voice.
Exactly.
He doesn't have to say, take it down. Like, he would say, I don't do that shit. Yeah, use your own voice.
Just don't bring me into this.
Or not even that. Like if you're going to fight like from your own voice. Yeah. Like, something like
I said, as an enthusiast, I think he's like, well, fuck it, like, This only adds more fucking gas to the fire.
He could have said something like this. He could have said something like this. That's not a gangster shit or something like that's it. Like using other people, that ain't no gangster shit. Dude, and like, that's it. Like a tiny little comment.
Dude, Rick literally wrote words into his mouth.
Yes,
that's fucking disrespectful.
Yes, but also it's everybody knows that it's not him.
Yeah,
I think that's important. Everybody knows. I don't. There's not a single soul, unless some conspiracy theories.
If people didn't know that it was him, I think Snoop would say.
Right. It would be different, maybe.
Hey, guys, like, it wasn't me.
Maybe.
But since people know, he's just like, fuck
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
but the problem is that his next of Kendrick.
Yeah.
That's the part. Is like, does he not care? Or maybe he thinks like he doesn't need my help. He'll come out and he'll say whatever.
Play the video back.
Wait.
Play the video back.
run the
shit back.
Yeah, run it from the top.
First Drake's response.
Yeah. And put up a
start from everything.
Yeah. Where's the snake?
Right there, he's trolling already.
When? How?
He's acknowledging that it's fake.
No, right he there. Said when, how.
Right there, he's laughing. When? How? Like, obviously he knows. Right? Now he promotes his little thing.
His little thing that Tupac was big in. I think if anything, that adds to Drake's diss.
I don't know that it adds to Drake's.
Everybody calling my phone, blowing me up.
Just
what the fuck,
him
what
promoting
happened?
His thing?
He used the two biggest death row artists to freaking diss Kendrick Lamar from L.A.
I'm going
He comes out and he's like, yeah, death row. It's a fucking diss.
I'm not sure that's a diss. That part, I don't see how that's a diss.
The AI death row just like shitted on you. And yeah, here I am with the freaking death row.
Yeah, but this kind of like, this is real.
I think it's obviously just to promote himself. But I think it can be viewed like as a fucking cosign.
It can
be viewed as a cosign. Because you just like, you use the two biggest.
Well, you could also say like, this is the real one. Like, this is the real shit. Like, what are you doing?
Or represent death row on those two.
Because it's fake. How are you representing by something you didn't do?
Because he didn't come against it.
Yeah, but it's fake.
But he didn't disapprove of it.
But it's fake. Everybody knows.
It's fake. You see?
I'm just commenting about him showing the thing. I don't see how him just showing the logo become a diss. Like, to me, it could also be look at the real shit.
I'm not saying that he's co-signing it. I'm saying he's not against it. And the simple fact that he's literally invoking death row. Like, in the diss track. And then being like, yeah.
So, let me ask something. Legal repercussions, right? So, obviously, Tupac has the estate, right? So, they could go after Drake. Is he making money out of this song? Did he just put it out there just to be part of the drama? Because
I haven't seen this one on streaming platforms. The other ones
so, you think it was just put out there without making any money?
Probably not making money.
Just for the diss.
Okay. Yeah,
for the art.
Yeah, and not only that, I think they can try to take it down, of course, but every time somebody's mentioned in this, like, stream shoot the fuck up. So I'm pretty sure, like, whoever owns the Tupac masters probably raking it in. Why would you take it down?
Yeah,
yeah, and it's not like the verse was actually talking bad about himself or anything. It was Kendrick.
And then, I mean, by the time they take it down, they already got what they.
I go wanted. To last week's episode and. A couple weeks episodes, like, I'm here for it. I'm here for it because, I mean, it gives us something to talk about.
My thing is, like, we talked about that last week, too, is that none of the feud involves anything that it's, like messed up. Like, it's not like someone killed somebody and you just said it on camera and now you can go to jail because of that.
Yo, next week's rap beef, Chris Brown and Quavo,
the lyrics were more mean.
Yeah, so unfortunately,
But it's also bringing up, like, other disses, like, well, fuck. That guy's been looking at me wrong the whole time. Like, fuck this dude. Like, we've been playing together, but I hate this guy. Like,
wait, who are you talking about?
No, like the next diss. Like, I'm saying, like, it isn't just like one diss anymore. Like, there's a multiverse of disses.
Way to go! way to bring it back up. That was good. I'm proud of you for that one. But yeah,
I know.
Regardless, like, these were just like a bunch of like little images. You can run through them. And it was just them talking about the lines and stuff. I think the most impactful line from that one was at the end that he's like, you better have a motherfucking quintuple entendre on your reply, basically. He's like, I better not even be able to understand it. Because everybody's expecting like a super complicated rap verse.
Last thing, right? So Kendrick jumped on a feature with Metro Boomin.
Okay.
Kind of just giving the background. Yeah. Setup.
Just keep going through.
And the first one response was J. Cole.
Yeah. Right?
He did his thing. And people were like, Drake, you're not going to fucking respond? What the fuck? Drake, you're not going to respond?
Drake.
And Drake responded.
Right.
So now it's Kendrick's spot. And Drake's like, dog, you're not going to respond? I'm going to throw you another jab. You need to respond now. Like when Kendrick did the original feature, do you think he had something in his bag?
He should have.
Same thing like Drake.
It's so dumb if he
would. You think Drake, whenever he went to the first disc, like, well, fuck, I got this next one in the bag too.
Like they're ready?
Like they're ready.
Like missiles already loaded?
Yeah, they're already fucking premature.
No, I think the AI came after everybody started doing fake ones. I think if anything, like all the fake ones inspired him to do that.
You think so?
Yeah. Yeah, because it's like, look.
But I think the Kendrick one, like, You had J. Cole, you diss J. Cole, and you diss Drake. You're not going to come after the two biggest guys right now. There's a big three, right? And you're saying it's just you. But you're coming at the other two biggest guys and not have a response ready, fucking lock and loaded.
That's why everyone's mad at Kendrick. Like, you fucking like kicked the freaking bear and then like you don't have anything, you don't have a gun.
But it feels like a couple weeks ago we were mad at Drake because he never responded. And J. Cole came and fucking responded. Like, even though J. Cole apologized, he did it in a timely manner.
Yeah.
Even though it wasn't the fucking best, he did it like...
It wasn't bad either.
Yeah, it wasn't bad.
Look, first of all, like, he rapped. It was good. It was really good.
Which I like that the response was like, all right, fuck it. Like, it should have brewed a little bit more.
Look, Drake was on tour, all right? Everybody else was at home.
With J. Cole?
No, Drake.
J. Cole was not on all the dates.
It wasn't on all the dates.
Oh.
You know? But the thing is, J. Cole was already writing an album. Like, we already knew that the I Might Delete This Later might come, like, soon.
Right? If you get tested, and if you're really the fucking best.
Yeah, no, I'm just trying to say.
I'm pretty sure J. Cole can sit down for a week and a half, dedicate this shit.
Yeah,
and have a whole album of this.
No, I get that. But look, the difference is, all right, Kendrick Lamar had three, like, I mean, not Kendrick Lamar. Drake responded in like three weeks, okay? All right. Kendrick Lamar has a fucking target-rich environment. Like, Drake has so much to, like, talk shit on, all right? Kendrick Lamar is fucking squeaky clean, all right?
A peep squeak.
Yeah, he's peep squeak clean, right? It's different. It's like, at this point, it's just like, dude, like people are starting to write their own distance to Drake because of how easy it is to come after him. Right, like it's dumb. You should have had something ready to go. Like, we have to go. Thank you for watching the Unqualified Gurus podcast.
What a great segue.
We are down to 20 seconds.
Bye, chicas.
Peace
out.
Did you go to Dubai or no?
Qatar. I'm not rich enough.
I hate that you don't say that joke anymore. Somehow I'm going to make you say it.
I'll find a way to throw it in today. I'll find a way. Let's go.
That's a challenge.
That's a challenge.